That was my attempt to try and sound like an owl because it was the night before AQA Sociology Paper 1. Welcome, I'm Jono from Seneca. This is a night before the exam revision podcast for Sociology Paper 1. I hope everyone's feeling okay about the exam and even more okay about it being over with. In this episode, I'm just going to run through some last minute topics that are really high yield and come up a lot in the exam. So we're going to be going over relationships and processes within schools, hypercram, educational policies, hyper flashcards, and then I'll be talking over some experiments and surveys, hypercram. They love research methods in sociology. And I should know, my mum's a social worker, so she tells me a lot about this stuff. I hope you are feeling okay for the exam. As well as going through content, we're going to go over some stress-busting exam tips because it's important to keep yourself mentally and physically healthy during the exam season. And hopefully we can go over some tips and tricks to help with that. I hope you guys are all feeling pumped and ready to get this exam over with. I'll stop blabbing on now and get into some content. Okay, so we're going to start with relationships and processes within schools, hypercram. And we're going to talk about labeling and stereotyping, two key terms. And we're also going to talk about wider teacher-pupil interactions and how they can influence the construction of positive and negative pupil self-concepts or pupil identities. Okay, so the halo effect. Stereotypical impressions can result in teachers making assumptions about pupils, which are often wrong. And this phenomenon is known as the halo effect. So what are some factors that can influence the construction of positive and negative pupil self-concepts? Well, we've got stereotyping, labeling, and teacher-pupil interactions, those three terms from the beginning. Next, we're going to talk about pivotal identities. These pivotal identities can lead to various pupil responses, including conflict, confrontations, and the formation of a range of pro-social and anti-social subcultures. So, what type of teacher-influenced student identity can lead to the formation of a range of pro-social and anti-social subcultures? That was pivotal identities, okay? Next, we're talking about the hidden curriculum. And this is informal teaching, which is done in schools, that socializes children to societal norms. I kind of like that term, hidden curriculum. It's cute. There are certain factors within schools, internal factors, that influence the student and the teacher's experience of education. These factors include subcultures, pupil identities, and organization. So those are the three internal factors I would remember for your exam. The hidden curriculum prepares children for the adult world, and children learn how to deal with bureaucracy, rules, expectations, waiting their turn, and sitting still for hours during the day. I think I'm still trying to learn a few of those things myself. So what do we call the informal teaching that socializes children in schools? What's that key term? That is the hidden curriculum. Oh, it's hiding. Where is it? I can't see it. I don't know. Oh, I found it. School ethos. The ethos of a school refers to specific things that make up the particular character of the school. And school ethos is often referred to as the hidden curriculum, which includes things such as school uniform, school rules, ability grouping, and school assemblies. So hidden curriculum coming up again. I used to love school uniforms, so now it's not having to think about what to wear. So what internal factors within schools may influence the student and teacher experience of education? So, internal factors, pupil identities, and subcultures, two important ones to remember. Boom. Okay, so we're done with relationships and processes within schools, hypercram. Next, we're going to go over some educational policy hyper flashcards. It's going to be fast, it's going to be fun, it's going to be fabulous. So, what are educational policies? Bam! Educational policies are concerned with government plans for what the education system should achieve and how it should be organized. Like, do we have a plan? I hope we have a plan. What are the key aims of educational policies? So three key aims to remember for educational policies for AQA Sociology Paper 1. Economic efficiency, improving skills of the labor force, raising educational standards, and creating equality and educational opportunity. Equal means equal. What are the aspects of educational opportunities that Gilborn and Udall identified? Great names, by the way, Gilborn and Udall. Might be saying those wrong. Sorry if I am. I'm really bad at pronunciating names and everything. But what are the aspects of educational opportunity that Gilborn and Udall identified? I want 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you remember? It's equality of access, equality of circumstances, equality of participation, and equality of outcome. So, what can you name two aspects of educational policy? So, educational policy includes organization of the educational system and what the educational system should achieve. What is the tripartite system? Tell me, please, I'm dying to know. Well, the tripartite system was the first to provide free secondary education for all children. However, access to one of three different school types was through the 11 plus exam, which potentially disadvantaged working class children. Describe the comprehensive system. Well, the comprehensive system established a single type of school accessible to all without selection. And today, nearly all pupils attend a non-selective comprehensive school. So, how can the economy be made more efficient? Improving the skills of labor force is a really important way to make the economy more efficient. And who were those two people who identified the key aspects of educational opportunity? It was Gilborn and Udall. And what was the name of that test that children take before accessing secondary schools in the tripartite system? It was the 11 plus test. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the educational policy hyper flashcards. Hope everyone's feeling okay. We're nearly there, we're nearly at the end of this little hyper cram session. Next, we're gonna be going over some experiments and surveys. So research methods, very important in sociology, and like sociologists love a bit of research. Surveys are used to collect primary quantitative data from large groups of people. They are usually carried out using structured questionnaires or interviews. Surveys. So surveys aim to be representative and generalizable to wider populations, not just the people studied. So to do this, sociologists collect information from a smaller representative group drawn from the whole survey population. So we have this thing called a sampling frame. So a sample will not be representative if it is too small, or if the sampling frame, which is the list of names of all those included in the survey population, is not complete. That was quite the information overload. Had to take a little breath. So let's go over some key principles. Surveys aim to be representative and generalizable. That's the key thing with surveys. We want to be able to generalize to wider populations. And to do this, we need to collect information from a smaller representative group. So instead of interviewing like a million people, we'd interview 1,000, but we'd try and make those 1,000 people representative of that whole million people. So like, say we're doing a survey in London, we would interview some people from like Hackney, some people from like Hammersmith, some people from Oval. Like we would go all over, right? To get a representative sample of everyone in London. So to carry out a survey, we need to do three steps. Article one, decide on a hypothesis. And that's just a fancy way of saying like an idea, theory, or question to investigate. We then operationalize concepts. Ooh, that sounds fancy. We put an abstract idea or theory into a form which is measurable. Conduct a pilot study, a small-scale practice survey, so that the researcher can highlight any unforeseen problems. So many problems. So, what is the name for the list of names of all those included in the survey population? That is the sampling frame. Random sampling is when every individual in the survey population has an equal chance of being picked out for investigation. Maybe it'll be you. I don't know. What would make a sample not representative? If it's too small. And if the sampling frame is not complete, those are two things that make a sample not representative. Okay, so as a quick run through of some experiments and surveys, nice little hypercram for the sociology paper. To finish, we're gonna go over a little stress buster with some tips. It is the gym guide to exam stress. I did not write this. I would not have picked the gym guide to exam stress, but you've got to get psyched for the big day. So maybe you want to like, I don't know, go for a run, get your head in the game, do some exercise to clear your brain, and exercise releases some like endorphins, and everyone loves some endorphins. do an activity you find relaxing. So maybe it could be like knitting or like crochet. It's a dying art. And just have a little bit of time for yourself, and be really kind to yourself during the next few weeks as you've got lots of exams. Have a hearty breakfast, maybe like some chia seed pudding. I love chia seed pudding, so good. Make it the night before, delicious in the morning. Oh, maybe like some granola, maybe some like yogurt, nice piece of toast, and walk into that exam with confidence. Be pumped, you're gonna be great. Best of luck for AQA Sociology paper one tomorrow. You guys are going to do great. Be confident and best of luck. Remember to check out our live streams on YouTube Live. We're going to be doing them the night before a bunch of different exams. So hit subscribe on YouTube to see what's coming up. And hopefully your exams will be covered. Best of luck and catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Good luck for your exams. We're going to be releasing night before podcasts before every exam. And if you head on over to YouTube on every weekday, we are going to be doing live streams at 4:45 and 5:30. So make sure you subscribe. And while you're at it, rate us 5 stars. We're amazing. Good luck.